The Bureau of Land Management, or BLM, recently announced, quote, recreation sites in the King Range National Conservation Area, including the Lost Coast Trail, will be reopened to the public. The Matol, Nadelos, Wailaki, and Tolkien campgrounds, and all trailheads. Those planning backpacking trips on the Lost Coast Trail must have permits issued through recreation.gov. The BLM asks people to cancel permits they can no longer use so that others can obtain a permit. The King Range Visitor Center in Whitethorn will be open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, so visitors can obtain required bear canisters, maps, and tide charts, end quote. For more information, you can contact the King Range office of the BLM at 707-986-5400. Social distancing measures are required on public lands. Allie Bauer is a body worker who relocated to Shelter Cove in March 2020. Although the COVID-19 pandemic affected their community, Bauer is optimistic there will be opportunities to gather in outdoor spaces and enjoy exercises, stretches, and sports again.
Shelter Cove Arts and Recreation Foundation, that acronym is SCARF, and the Shelter Cove campground has offered its property for the use of a ball field. SCARF was very happy that I inquired about the field and asked if I would be interested in taking lead on improvements at this time. And I said, yes, I'm happy to do that because I think it's a great meeting place. It's a softball field. There's no hardball there. But it's great as a softball league spot or pickup games or little league or working out or doing Tai Chi, having open spaces, having open air spaces that are comfortable and safe and available, especially during the COVID times, you know, where we're not going into yoga studios, we're needing to be outdoors. You know, the field in good health could take care of so many exercise opportunities. So I'm happy to chip in and find those pathways, meet those people who have volunteered in the past. I love that Shelter Cove Arts and Recreation Foundation is here. I appreciate all of the efforts of all of the ones who have put forth time and energy toward the ball field in the past. So for, any inquiries into the ball field or into myofascial release, I can be reached at alliebauer@me.com, A-L-L-I-E-B-A-U-E-R, @me.com.
KMUD News will keep you informed as more opportunities to recreate and enjoy public spaces become available. For Redwood Community Radio, I'm Tanya Horlick.